When Thuy Smith's father returned from Vietnam, he brought her as a baby and a Cambodian wife back with him. Still aware of the stigma associated with the Vietnam experience, Smith has been working through the Thuy Smith International Outreach Organization to be an advocate for Vietnam vets. She was behind the effort to get March 29th designated as Vietnam Veterans Day in Wisconsin. That bill was signed by the governor this week.
Ultimately, it's healing and closure for them, and we can turn that chapter and put it behind us and move forward and celebrate the Vietnam veteran, because a lot of these guys who came back, they've made their own mark too and have done a lot of things within their community. They're the ones who are on the front line, so to speak, today in doing a lot of the advocating for the vets that are coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq.
Now, as an Amerasian, Smith is focusing her attention on getting a federal law passed to help Amerasians become citizens when language and the cost to apply are barriers, a problem she did not have.
The way the law was at the time, your father can petition for you to become a citizen if you're 21 years or younger. Well, most of them didn't know their fathers, and for the ones who did, they aged out of the law because you have to be 21 or younger, and so they were beyond that, so then they were stuck.
Smith travels to Washington, D.C. to work on this effort, but at the same time, she's organizing a second annual Vietnam Veterans Gathering September 19th in Eau Claire County. That gathering will move to March 29th next year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.